The National Hockey League draft is tonight. Experts say the first two players sure to be picked are game-changing talents that could turn their teams into big winners. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports that by a twist of fate, the picks belong to bitter rivals, the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers.
Scouts describe these players, American Jack Hughes and Finland's Kaapo Kakko, like they're LeBron 1 and LeBron 2.
When Jack Hughes goes across, and that's what he can do.
Kaapo Kakko ends up with the puck, and then he moves right up the ice.
Here's how the draft works. The lousiest teams have the best chance at the highest picks. The Rangers have the second pick because they're very bad. The Devils get the first because they're awful. But when the teams excel in the same season, their rivalry is as fierce as any in sports. Between 1992 and 2012, they met in the playoffs six times. In 1994, the Rangers and Devils were in Game 7. Winner goes to the Stanley Cup Finals. That's when Rangers player Stefan Matteau scores a dramatic goal in sudden-death double overtime, making him a Rangers legend while enshrining announcer Howie Rose's lunatic call in New York sports lore.
Swings it in front! He scores! Metal!
The Devils avenged the loss by sweeping the Rangers in 2006. The teams square off again in the 2008 playoffs, when Rangers player Sean Avery stands in front of Devils goaltending great Martin Brodeur and waves his stick in his face to distract him and block his view.
Sean Avery's tactics at screening the goaltender like nothing I've ever seen before.
Brodeur, following hockey etiquette, punches him. After the Rangers win the series and the teams line up for the traditional handshakes, Brodeur refuses to greet Avery. So Avery goes on TV and critiques his physique.
Fatso there, just forgot to shake my hand, I guess, so.
It's the classic cross-Hudson resentment on ice. It's New Yorkers saying Jersey smells like petroleum spills and decomposing mob hits. It's Jersey scoffing at precious Manhattan as the place where, in comedian Allison Leiby's words, the dogs are in strollers and the kids are on leashes. And it's going to ratchet up again with the injection of two elite players who could be tangling on Broadway and Broad Street for years to come. Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.
Make some noise and put your hands in the air if you pump your fist, but never pump your gas. And if you talk that trash about my Devils, there ain't no doubt we're gonna jump in.